Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. President Biden is again calling for stricter gun control in wake of recent deadly mass shootings. Biden is urging lawmakers to raise the age for buying or possessing semi-automatic weapons from 18 to 21. In a televised address Thursday, the president said the nation's schools have become killing fields.
Over the last two decades, more school-age children have died from guns than on-duty police officers and active-duty military combined. Think about that. More kids than on-duty cops killed by guns. More kids than soldiers killed by guns. For God's sake, how much more carnage are we willing to accept?
Biden says he supports the bipartisan effort to seek a compromise on gun control legislation, but acknowledges that those efforts are likely to fail in the Senate. Authorities in Tulsa, Oklahoma, believe they have a motive for Wednesday's mass shooting that left five people dead, including the gunman. Beth Wallace with State Impact Oklahoma has details.
Police say Michael Lewis was a patient of one of the victims, Dr. Preston Phillips. Phillips performed back surgery on the man last month. Afterward, Lewis called several times complaining of pain and asking for more care. Police revealed he bought the AR-15 just hours before the shooting, and he entered the hospital with a letter laying out his motive for shooting his doctor. Here's Tulsa Police Chief Wendell Franklin.
We have seen the violence that has taken place throughout the United States. And we would be naive not to think that that would not happen in our jurisdiction.
Police say in addition to Dr. Phillips, another physician, a receptionist, and a patient were killed in the shooting. For NPR News, I'm Beth Wallace in Tulsa.
The Biden administration says that children under the age of five may be able to get their first vaccination against COVID-19 this month. Federal regulators are set to meet in a couple of weeks to evaluate vaccines being made by Pfizer and Moderna. The United States is imposing another round of economic sanctions in response to Russia's war against Ukraine. NPR Scott Detrow has more on the latest attempt to isolate Russia's economy.
Icing out Russia's major exports like oil and gas, as well as punishing individual wealthy Russians, has been a key part of the global response to the war. The latest sanctions came as President Biden met with NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg at the White House. With energy costs soaring and a global grain shortage now likely, Stoltenberg defended the ongoing sanctions.
The problems with getting grain out of Ukraine is not caused by our sanctions. It's caused by Russia's war, President Putin's war against Ukraine.
The latest sanctions target more individuals tied to President Vladimir Putin and the Russian government. Scott Detrow, NPR News, The White House.
U.S. futures are higher in after-hours trading on Wall Street. You're listening to NPR News. Aides say President Biden will travel to Saudi Arabia in the coming weeks. The White House has praised the Saudis for securing an OPEC pledge to pump more oil amid soaring energy costs. Biden is expected to meet with the kingdom's crown prince, Mohammed bin Salman, during his visit. The president earlier called the royal a pariah for the 2018 murder of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. The crown prince denies any involvement in the killing. Biden's trip comes as Democrats face voter outrage over inflation. Ford Motors is investing $3.7 billion to grow its operations in the American Midwest. As Alec McLennan of member station WDET reports, it plans to hire thousands of workers.
Ford officials say more than 3,000 of those jobs will be in Michigan. The majority will be on the production line, assembling F-150 Lightning EV pickup trucks. Ford Chief Policy Officer Stephen Crowley says the expanded workforce also allows the automaker to make new vehicle commitments in the state.
We will produce a new Ford Ranger truck at the Michigan Assembly Plant, and we will produce a new Mustang Coupe at our Flat Rock Assembly.
Crowley says Ford is also adding 1,800 jobs at its Ohio Assembly Plant near Cleveland, as well as 1,100 jobs and a third shift at the automaker's Kansas City plant in Missouri. For NPR News, I'm Alex McLennan in Detroit.
Again, U.S. futures are higher in after-hours trading on Wall Street. On Asia-Pacific markets, shares are mostly higher, down a fraction in Hong Kong. I'm Shea Stevens. This is NPR News.